this is Glenn from Connecticut. It's an honor to speak with you. I'm a music teacher. I teach grades 3, 4, and 5, and my school just did a tribute to the Beach Boys concert, which was wonderful and fun, and the kids are huge fans too. I have a two-part question. Did you have any inspirational or memorable music teachers when you were growing up, and do you have a message that I could possibly take back with me to my kids in September?
Well, my music teacher was Brian Wilson. So I would study Brian's music and look at the ingenious, the way he performed his very overtly, at least on the surface, very deceptively simple chord changes, the ones that that made everybody smile and that we all sang those great harmonies to, and then try to and then at some point you'll appreciate how something so deceptively simple can be so complex. There are so many. Music's an amazing thing. I mean, there's only what, 9 or 10 notes? I can't remember. 9 actual notes, right? And yet Brian was able to put them together in such a way that they're brand new. And in the way he arranged these instruments, well, it's in the arrangement.
The arrangement's going to go one way, and all of a sudden it takes a turn to the left.
Yeah, usually in the bass, if you study the bass patterns, the bass will go in, generally is going in contradiction to the actual progression of the chords, and it adds dimension to the structure of the chord that's entirely different. I think that's what Paul McCartney liked about Brian's music too, because it surprises you. It always surprises you the way the chords begin to evolve, and then the vocals appear to be very simple. You know, the melodies. I mean, and actually they are. They have to be in order to appreciate them. They have to be singable. Mm-hmm. But the arrangements and the progressions behind those simple, those beautiful melodies. I should say simple, the very beautiful melodies. We would all love him to write just one, you know, one of those hundreds of masterpieces that he created.
Do you have any thoughts that Glenn can take back to his 3rd and 4th and 5th grade music students in the fall now?
Yeah, study the bass. Study the bass lines.
Study the bass lines.
Yeah, I would study the bass lines and the melody lines and how they work together against the chords.
Study the bass line, huh?
Yeah, the bass lines and the chords, the way they interact, are really, really striking.